You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, locally in the Subaville studios, we've got Omaha Area Director, Social Media Specialist, Ray Hughes. Ray, how are you today?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to be back in Subaville studios yet again. You've done some upgrades here. This place is getting fancy.
Thanks. And what he means by upgrades is over the holidays, Ray put together a beautiful Subaville studio picture for me, and I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I show it to a lot of people because in each letter, apparently, I'm a predictable person.
You have your habits.
Okay.
Yes.
And each letter has my interests. Oh, shoot. It has some of my achievements, my interests, my skills, which I think will actually play in to the podcast that we're doing today.
Sure. Today, we're going to talk a little bit more about how to make your one-to-ones more effective. It's a favorite topic of Brandon's. And I think he's also found out a way to tie it into another favorite topic of his, which is the VCP process. Visibility, credibility, profitability. And so today, Brandon is going to kind of be our subject matter expert. And today, I am going to be more of your host interviewee and learning at the table with Brandon here today in Subaville Studio. So a little bit of role changing here today.
Which we will reference another podcast that kind of goes more into detail. Not what we're going to talk about today, but just with your one-to-ones. And Vince interviewed me for that. So I really have a passion for these topics, these one-to-ones. And then, of course, if you've ever heard my education, visibility, credibility, profitability is always, at least one of those is always part of it. First, I guess the podcast that I'm referencing is podcast number 10, and that is actually titled More Effective One-to-Ones, and that goes more into depth on using your gains profile. It talks about what you can do in your one-to-ones and things on those lines. But what I wanted to talk about today, how we tie in the VCP process with one-to-ones. Ray, do you know I get yelled at a lot when I do education on one-to-ones?
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about your wife at this point.
No, we're cool when we have dinner and stuff. Usually I don't get yelled at. But when I do education on one-to-ones, usually I'm trying to build on top of not your first one-to-one, but ongoing, you know, the second or third time you meet with somebody. And what I talk about is you need to focus on referrals. And if you don't talk about possible referrals in your one-to-one, you've missed the mark. You've lost 30 minutes or an hour because you didn't focus on how they can help you necessarily. You just focused on getting to know each other. And people get mad at me about that.
Well, sure. There's going to be a place, a time where you do kind of need to get to know the other member in the one-to-one, especially if you're a new member to the chapter. That first one-to-one, maybe, you know, you do kind of have to set some of that groundwork to get to know the other person. It's okay to spend some time on that, isn't it?
It is. And that is building visibility. So I am safe to say in your first one-to-one, now for the mentor coordinator teams out there, your first one-to-one is going to have a little bit of BNI stuff in it with a new member. So you're going to talk about BNI stuff specifically, but it really is meant that that doesn't dominate the whole one-to-one. If you commit to a whole hour, you should be able to get through your content and then learn more about each other. Now, if you're not on the mentoring team and this is just your first one-to-one with somebody, be it a new member or an existing member, then it is visibility. And I think that's perfectly okay to have those simple conversations of, so tell me a little bit more about your family. Why'd you get into the industry you're in? What did you do before? And that could be done over a beer. That can be done over lunch because somebody is going to be dominating a little bit more in the conversation. You're going to be asking questions, things on those lines. So I'm changing the education that I've offered for years now. And I am going to safely say your first one-to-one can be focused on just getting to know each other. Visibility.
That's a relief for me because actually when I came on board for BNI and you were teaching me about one-to-ones and how I should be effective with those, and it's like, wow, I'm going to cut right into business. But
right.
But I like to get to know people. That's what we're in BNI to do, is cultivate those relationships. So getting to know somebody, that first part, that visibility has to be part of the one-to-one process.
So I'm changing my ways, and I'm saying that's perfectly okay. Not like I dominate the rules of one-to-ones, but that's perfectly okay. Another trick, and I talk about this in the podcast number 10, is send your gains, send your bio, send your TOPS information over ahead of time. But as you and I kind of discussed before we started recording this, it's different to read about somebody on paper than it is to hear them talk about their why or, you know, the gains, your goals, your achievements, your interests, your networks, and your skills. I could write those out for you, but you'll probably want to know more about some of them.
Almost every single one of those things has probably got at least one good story behind it that somebody wants to share as well. And that's a great way of getting to know and understand the person you're with. So you can ask them about one of those things, get that story out of them, and then you'll start having that bond right away when you see those as well.
Exactly. Okay, so first one-to-one, visibility. You can spend an hour getting to know each other, or there's some people out there, their first one-to-ones, they go like 2 or 3 hours because they really connect with the other member. And that's important. That's awesome.
If you can
that's
do awesome. That and have that epic one-to-one, it can be a lot of fun.
Okay, so now I'm going to go back to my old ways and let's look at going forward. So second one-to-one. All right. So Ray and I, we had our first one-to-one. We got to know each other a little bit better. Now I said, you know what, Ray, I'd like to do another one-to-one with you. Let's set this up. But this time I really want to focus on learning more about your business. So I'm setting the table of saying, I have some questions I might ask. I want you to be prepared for answers, not for questions back.
Oh,
right. Because what I want to do is I want to get more, or I want you to gain more credibility with me so that I'm comfortable referring you.
Okay.
Okay. So we set up that one-to-one and that's where you're going to talk about what you do and how well you do it. Give me stories. Tell me about your last 10 customers. Show me why I should be comfortable to refer you out. Now, for newer members that are listening to this, you want to reach that credibility stage as fast as you can so that you can start receiving those referrals. If you've been in a chapter for a while now, you might need to renew some of that credibility with your members. They may know what you do, but they might not know why you do it, or they may not know how well you do it, because if you're not fitting in the same context sphere, they don't get to experience your business like other members might get to. So I'm going to reiterate, do one-to-ones consistently, all the time. Always be doing one one-to-one a week, if not more. But if it's your second one-to-one with somebody, focus on them gaining credibility with you and set the table to say, I want you to tell me more about yourself. I'm going to have questions. But then at the end of that one-to-one, Ray, this has been great. I know so much more about you. You've really gained credibility with me. But can we set up another one so that I can start gaining credibility with you?
So wait, you want me to come back and do another one-to-one and ask you the questions next time?
Correct. And you know, in the power of one report, it's only going to get you closer to that green. So
there you go. Every one of those one-to-ones, doing one-to-one a week makes it a lot easier when you've got this kind of schedule and plan and formula to almost kind of follow here.
You got it. So first one-to-one, visibility. Second one-to-one, credibility. By the way, are you going to go back and tick how many times I say one-to-one in this? Because I'm pretty sure I'm up to like...
I could do that if that would make you feel better.
It wouldn't.
I can put a tally in the comments when it goes online.
Not necessary. Okay, so second one, credibility. You're gaining credibility. Now, your third one-to-one and going forward. Yeah, fourth, fifth, sixth. I'm trying to think if I've gotten to the seventh with somebody before. I think I have, especially in the Sioux Falls area. I got to do a lot of one-to-ones out there. Anyways, so your third and going forward, profitability.
Okay.
Profitability. I now understand what you do, how well you do it. You have credibility. Now you need to be talking about specific referrals, strategizing how am I going to take your clients and how can I help them on top of what you're already doing for them? And that's more in the context sphere world, right? If you have somebody selling a home and you're the real estate agent and I'm the home inspector, we can work together to make that relationship stronger so that you're referring me out. But then I also know how to get you referrals. So I understand how to talk to people that maybe as the home inspector, they called me to do a pre-home inspection. And uh-huh. I'm going to comfortably say, do you have a real estate agent yet? And honestly, I'm going to say most of the time that answer is probably
sure,
yes.
At that point in time, right.
But you as a real estate agent, you can train me on what to say to combat that. Well, have they reached out to you in the last 2 weeks? Or what was your first meeting like? But as a home inspector, I'm not going to understand your industry enough to have that conversation. But on our one-to-ones, as we're focusing on the profitability, those are the conversations that we should be having. Strategically planning what those referrals look like and how to bring them to each other so that it does lead to profitability. And I think where I've made my mistake in the past is when I talk about one-to-ones, I jump to that profitability. You know, talk about referrals, focus on what you're getting, things on those lines.
Well, we all want to get to profitability.
We do. But what I realized was we have to work that VCP process to get to that stage. Now, some members, they have that relationship with other members, and they can jump right into focusing on profitability at their next one-to-one. But a lot of the times, we need to rehash that visibility. We need to rehash that credibility so that they're comfortable bringing those referrals to us. Because I think a lot of the times, members kind of forget, you know, just because you're in BNI doesn't mean that people are going to refer you. You have to gain that credibility to see that profitability.
That trust and credibility has to come in, and that takes that time. You have to build that. You have to get to that place. And this one-to-one kind of process that you're outlining that goes along with VCP gives us kind of a framework in which to do that. I kind of like that idea. And I want to take one little thing and add on to that just one little bit more if I can. What I think is great about VCP as a process is that it continues. Once you've reached a certain level of profitability, you can go higher. You do maybe have to go back a little bit and give yourself a little bit more visibility, earn that credibility. So even if you have kind of got a level of profitability with somebody, you can kind of start that back over with the one-on-ones a little bit as well. Go back and give a little bit more visibility. If something has changed in your business recently in the last year or so that maybe you haven't discussed in a one-to-one, it's a great opportunity to bring that up, add that extra level of visibility to what you do, talk a little bit about it, give it some credibility and further profitability on down that line. So just like the VCP process goes on and on with the chapter, it can in the one-to-ones as well. You can continue to build that as you have one-to-ones into the future.
Wow, we didn't even plan for that part. That was a good I think that was the icing on the cake then.
I think I put the cherry on top.
Perfect. And as a reminder for our listeners, these podcasts are meant for you. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover in the future, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com. We will do our best to cover that in the future. Ray, thanks for letting me talk a lot. I love talking.
Brandon, you're good at it.
Thanks. I appreciate that. And for the rest of you, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.